Okay, so welcome to the Nine Hertz podcast. We're starting with a band called The No Reap from Columbus, Ohio, and this is pretty amazing stuff. Such a great tone. That was a song called Stretching. So, Pete, you've picked this one, and I was like pretty blown away by the whole kind of aesthetic of this one. I think it certainly sort of winds its way into your consciousness, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. What amazes me is the solo outfit, all done by this one person. And, you know, we've talked at length about how kind of, you know, solo projects have, you know, multiplied and have been an outlet during COVID. But I think it's worth reiterating the point that we've chosen them like on merit, not out of novelty, you know, which maybe one, you know, at one time in the history, kind of was almost a novelty to see a one-man band. But you know, outside of black metal anyway, you know, and you listen to this, it sounds as bold or as full as a full membered band, to the point where you can't really tell. And then you look at this, you know, look at No Reap, and you click on the links, and it's got this kind of backstory where there's this guy who creates new music, I think at least monthly, and each time, by the look of it, but by the little I've kind of been able to get into it so far, each time it's under a different name.
Right. Okay.
And then he posts them to his blog, and there's a line in there. He says he does it because he loves doing it, and he doesn't actually care if anyone listens. And I think that's amazing. You know, I mean, it's my first time I've come across him. Mm. You know, potentially it's the first time he's delved into kind of, you know, sludge and doom like this is, and therefore it's, you know, that's why I'm only coming across it now, because there's 190 plus releases, he says, crossing all musical styles. So yeah, brilliant. You know, and I love that. And then, you know, like I say, I'm not choosing it because it's interesting. I'm choosing it because really, it's a really good, you know, it's a glorious racket of an album. And this song's, you know, really love this song. Got kind of like industrial flecked doom, you know, a bit like Author and Punisher maybe. You know, the vocals completely marred by the feedback and everything. And it's got this kind of, but while like this song really grabbed me, it's got this kind of intruder sense of uplift. You know, which feels unnatural in this, you know, in that music, but it works and it kind of counters the sheer bleakness of the instruments. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, what an achievement. I mean, if he's putting out this much music and it's this good, you can sort of track down all his releases. We're going to put the blogspot sort of link up just to see if anyone wants to delve into, what was it, 190 releases? That's crazy. But yeah, I mean, to sort of turn your hand to this sort of thing and do it really well is no mean feat. So amazing. So yeah, if you want to hear The No Reap, it's thenoreap.bandcamp.com. And that's just a self-titled EP put there. So 10 songs. Amazing. So as ever, it's the Nine Hertz podcast. And we're here to talk about 9 amazing tracks that we found via the underground or submissions this week. Next up is a new release from Slomatics. We're actually going to play the other side of the split that they're putting out on Majestic Mountain Records. This band called Domcraft from Stockholm. And yeah, this is just, I don't know, like I immediately wanted to sort of compare this to Baroness and bands like that, but I think that's doing it a disservice. It's that good on its own. And yeah, Slomatics know. They've got an amazing ability to sort of pick quality partners to sort of do things with, and this is no exception. Did you get a chance to listen to this one, Pete?
Yeah. You know, we're Slomatics obsessives. You know, we've said it so many times in this podcast, and anybody who knows us will kind of attest to that. So it's probably a good thing, kind of, it's the Domcraft side that's been pre-released, because, you know, give the other side of a Slomatics split a chance for once.
But, yeah.
You know, I read they met, the two bands met in at a festival in Las Vegas, which is incredible. You know, this kind of Northern Irish band and a Swedish band coming together for a split based on that. You know, I've never had any desire to go to Las Vegas, although then recently in the last few years they've had those mega festivals, haven't they? You know, and this one was Psycho Las Vegas. The lineups are incredible. However, yeah. You know, I do know Domcraft from before. You know, they are excellent. They're an established band, you know, that I'm sure would have come across this even without the Slomatics link. Mm. And it just sounds like them at the best, you know, it's incredible straight away. It's, you know, the whole thing just promises a really special split, you know, especially, you know, adding that artwork, which is stunning as well. You know, this is brilliant.
Stunning. Yeah, absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we're going to play the track that they've sort of pre-released, as we say. It's called And Yet It Moves. And the split is actually called Ascend Descend. Looks like it's coming out on sort of three different colours of vinyl, as well as compact discs. So, yeah, if you want to check out this, you can go to domcraft.bandcamp.com, or you can go to majesticmountainrecords.bandcamp.com. So check out some of their other releases. So we think to this, this is Domcraft. We'll be right back. Okay, so that was the excellent Domcraft there. We're going to a band called Mist Tower next from the Ukraine, actually. And this is just really cool stuff, really laid back stoner vibes from this, but it's got a bit of a psychedelic bent to it. Pete, you found this one. I'm really glad you did, because it's certainly unique. It just seems to be a single at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's ahead of, it's ahead of a full album. I heard their last album, which I think was last year, maybe the year before, definitely kind of in lockdown times, and, you know, enjoyed that. And just kind of got this track, you know. We've played quite a bit of Ukrainian bands recently, a lot of kind of Ukrainian psych and stoner and doom. I mean, you know, where the world is with Ukraine at the moment and everything, it's you know, like horrific news looking at that. And but, you know, there we are. Like I say, we've got that Robust Fellow split, you know, the tape series they did.
Yeah.
Somali Yacht Club, who are from the Ukraine, they've got a new album coming out. So, you know, there's so much good music coming out. You know, it's known for its kind of extreme metal, its black metal, but, you know, the stoners coming out there is amazing. And Mist Tower kind of show that. You know, it is pretty, you know, it's pretty straight up stoner rock, but, you know, it got me when I was in the right mood. I was, you know, it is super chilled. It's got that kind of electric fuzz feel. It just pervades, you know, hazy riffs, really strong vocals, you know, that it just feels like a complete package of really good stoner rock.
Definitely. Yeah, I got that straight away. I was like, this is the right tone and the right kind of level of psychedelia as well to sort of be listenable and, like you say, just chilled out and quite sort of charming in a way. Like, I think it's really, it sort of draws you in, which is always a good one with stoner rock. So, yeah, I love this. If you want to hear this, you can go to misttower.bandcamp.com. I presume this is off an album coming out, but this is called Fever Touch. We'll be right back. Okay, so that was the band Mist Tower from the Ukraine. Fantastic stuff there. We're going straight to an amazing release that came out last week. It sort of came out very sort of quickly. I think lots of people talk about it, including Astral Noise. Necrosferatl have released an album called Ancient Bloodlines Mean Nothing. And it's kind of, the description alone made me absolutely howl. But it's from the sort of guy who brought you Aeons and Monuments, and it's really, really interesting stuff. So that was kind of like droney, kind of dark, kind of black metal. This is really strange. It's kind of painted as being raw black metal and something called Necrosurf and vampiric black metal at the same time. And the description just, yeah, it made me absolutely howl when I first saw it, because it was just absolutely ridiculous. The best bit of it, I think, is the setting fire to powdered wigs of monarchs, and it's like, wow, okay, this is your intent, and this is how it's delivered. And what a strange delivery, but how intriguing is this? Because I think you wanted to pick this on as well.
Did, yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd listened briefly, and I kind of dismissed it as your kind of typical one-man, second-wave black metal fare. But I think I did go back to it. I think maybe I just sort of glanced over some of that description, and I had that kind of weird compulsion to go back. And that time I completely got it. And I was about to pick it when I saw you'd already bought it, so I knew you were picking it. You know, it is. It's in the descriptions. It's brilliant, like Necrosurf. That kind of, what the hell does that mean? You know, it throws up so many kind of intriguing thoughts. You know, and then that kind of, it says black metal with 60 psych and 80 speed metal, which, yeah, you know, you just think, how can that not be appealing? I nearly said, like, how can that not be good? But I suppose could not be good in many, many ways. And actually, it's testament that it works, and it's done so well and sounds so different. And what kind of dawned on me listening, particularly like ahead of this podcast, like the second time around, was what, you know, it's often exuberant and out there, but it's not wacky, you know. It's understated at times as well. This track, I thought, was especially so in that way. So it's got all the fun, but it's not like a jokey release. It's serious, and it's done really well.
Yeah, I mean, it could have gone into kind of Bloody Keep territory, you know, that kind of.
Yeah,
I mean, that's awesome, but like it's got like a knowing tongue in cheek. But this is like, If you didn't acknowledge the fact that there's, you know, 50s and 60s psych or pop even in here, like buried, it's, you can take this one very seriously, can't you? But it's still got that unbelievable take going on, and it's all one person again. So yeah, this is really, really intriguing, if nothing else. And I think that sort of says a lot. So yeah, I think it's best if you kind of just put the whole thing on and try and absorb it. But yeah, we're going to play a song called Bats of the Tuileries. You can get this at necrosferotl.bandcamp.com. So that was the band Necrosferatl. Absolutely brilliant stuff. They're really, really sort of strange and Talking of Strange, this next band, Black Claw, it's another one-man project. We've got that's a third, I think, this podcast. But yeah, this is sort of dressed as cosmic horror doom. I'd say that's accurate, but I'd say it's more kind of crawling, like occultish kind of doom. It's very sort of, you know, the cover of this looks a bit like Cthulhu's coming at you from the other side of the universe or something. The band Black Claw, and yeah, this is a brilliant little release, The Unabating Terror, just three tracks of dread, basically. I absolutely love this, Pete. Where did you find it?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure the first time around. They kind of had a release out before, and I listened to that, wasn't impressed. I don't know how, you know, that came across from them, but obviously you then get kind of sent a link once you're sent to follow them. And, you know, well, I mean, it says Cosmic Horror Doom, like you say, that's a perfect description to draw me in. And, you know, again, you know, incredible for a solo project. It's, you know, the whole thing is largely instrumental, but this track does have guest vocals from a member of the band Cult of a Cult.
Yes.
Who put out that brilliant, well, it was like a one track, 20 odd minute song called Ruin last year that we played on the podcast. And, you know, like you're saying, Dread, I think that's perfect. You know, it's kind of, it uses the long form. This track's like 12 minutes, some of the tracks are longer. It uses that to build this kind of dread atmosphere. And then throw in these guest vocals, as you know, the grim vocals here, and it just fits perfectly. You know, the whole thing though, like every element, right down to kind of the space void noises in the back, you know, and then it just adds to the, you know, to the darkness and to the kind of that, you know, that weird astral theme of it. You know, we've said it already in this podcast, but if there was ever any doubt, like solo projects can do, you know, could do magical things with Doom, you only have to listen to it. You know, then this is just, it's like, it feels like a towering piece of work, which you can just, you know, be immersed within.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I got kind of the sort of spaced out vibes that, you know, Teeth of Lions, Rule of Divine kind of put out, you know, that Lee Dorian kind of thing years ago. But it's got, yeah, like it's got that kind of cosmic horror thing going on. It's just, yeah, this, like I think we've already said, just dread and the space created within it. It's not easily done this well. I think you can do incredibly crawling doom quite easily. But to make it sound this threatening and mysterious, it is a real sort of achievement, I think. So I'm all for this kind of thing. So yeah, if you want to listen to this, the album's called The Unabating Terror, which is perfect, and you can get this at blackclawdoom.bandcamp.com. We're going to play the track The Crawling Chaos. So that was the excellent Black Claw from Bristol there. We're going to play another band from the Ukraine now, actually. This band are from Lutsk, and they're called Slow Pain. Found this on the Bandcamp kind of new arrivals page the other day, and this is just like unbelievably grimy sludge. Really enjoyed this, and the whole thing's just like this very unpleasant, basic kind of sound to it, and I think they just do it incredibly well. I don't know what you made of this one, Pete.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, I like this. Is sludge is, you know, we've got to keep up our sludge quota as well this year. You know, we've been playing so much. I think
that's it.
It'd be remiss not to play one, at least one per week anyway. And, you know, you sent this to me like a week ago, you know, like straight after we recorded the last one. And, you know, I was like, I'm sure if, you know, would I have found it? I don't know. Surely I would have. And yeah. It was going to end up on me, wasn't it? It sounds amazing. And what I really like about it is that there's a weird contrast in there, which is it's almost kind of synthetic sound of the drums and just the general atmosphere of it against the rawness of the vocals, you know, the typical sludge vocals. So you've got this real kind of earthly, you know, human horrible sounds, and then the kind of, you know, the synthesized sounds, and put those together, they completely clash, but it comes together in this cohesive whole. It feels almost psychedelic in a weird way. Yes. I suppose like a mushroom party that's gone like downhill. yeah, I like this a lot.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think sometimes when you get traditionally Western kind of genres as well done on the other side of the world, they inject something very strange into it. I think you get the same with kind of Southeast Asia, you know, taking on sludge and black metal and death metal. You get this kind of weird amalgam that you just don't get anywhere else. And, you know, I love hearing it through the prism of other cultures and other sort of musical approaches. So, yeah, I think this is a brilliant example of that. So, yeah, they've got a cassette out if you want to sort of fork out $7. But you can get this digitally at slowerpain.bandcamp.com. We're going to play the opening track, Sashka the Caramel. But I'd urge you to listen to the whole thing. It's absolutely amazing. Not sure that the song Master of Puppets is a cover, but yeah, you decide. Yeah, this is Slower Pain.
Thank you.
So that was Slower Pain from the Ukraine. Absolutely brilliant stuff there. So we're going back to a band called Amon Acid, who I think we played in 2020. Back in 2020. They've got a new single out called Demon Rider. We're actually going to play the B-side to this called The Incredible Melting Man. And Pete, this is just a lot of fun, isn't it? I mean, I think we sort of got this from the last release, but it's completely psychedelic. It could have come straight out of like 1998. Maybe like Sweden or something. It's just got this like rollicking kind of good time sort of vibe to it, hasn't it?
There's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot going on in, I was going to say in the UK, but even in the north of UK. I saw a gig lineup the other day at Boom in Leeds, and it was Cyclona from Bradford, Amon Acid, and Outerhead, and I think both of those two are from Leeds. I thought, Jesus, you know, that's like a hell of a, you know, three-band lineup, you know, all from Yorkshire. You know, unlike anything, you know, considering Stoner Rock's kind of dying away, and, you know, obviously this is doom, it's psychedelic, you know, like you say, it's kind of like late 90s Scandinavian psych via the 1960s and 1970s as well. You know, I really like that kind of paradigm shift release from, what, 2 years ago. It's a lot more occult, it's like in the Electric Wizard type of doom way. But generally, you know, generally it's a continuation of what they did before. It's a pre-release, I think, single of a new album coming, which is, you know, really look forward to. Actually, this song in particular, I thought this was, I prefer this over the A side. It reminds me a bit of like something about like the Groundhogs or even like Gentleman's Pistols, another Leeds band. But, you know, gone full cosmic, occult, fuzz, doom, back on, still on form. I was going to say back on form, they haven't gone away. But, you know, everything they've put out has been amazing. And the new album's going to be brilliant, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if this is a sort of sign of things to come, then yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's really interesting to say, like, there might be some sort of a renaissance for stoner rock in this country, which is crazy. You know, I thought it'd kind of... Mm-hmm. Very much had its day like several times. So to sort of hear bands, you know, invoking this sound again is great. But you know, good kind of genres never really die. So there you go. It looks like they're just a two-piece as well, which I can't believe. They're creating this racket. So it's great stuff. So if you want to go to amonacid.bandcamp.com, like we say, we're gonna play the B side of this. This is The Incredible Melting Man. We'll be right back. that was the excellent Amen Acid there. We're going over to Winnipeg, Manitoba here for a band called The Blasphonauts, who seemed to be around in the 90s, and the excellent Eye and Ear Control, a label from over there, has reissued what was a 10-inch back in the day. It's like long sold out, long gone, really. And it's this really strange mix of kind of grindcore in the sort of vein of like Pig Destroyer and Agoraphobic Nosebleed. I think there's a drum machine involved here at some point. There's tracks featuring Venetian snares, which is amazing, and Sore Throat. And yeah, this is just amazing. I thought it was a really interesting release. It sounds like the sort of messed up kind of grindcore 7-inches used to get back in the day, where, you know, it'd just be two random bands slapped together, and this would be like one of the sides, and the other side would be, I don't know, Yucopse or Unholy Grave or something. It's very much of that kind of era, fast, like offensive, lots of samples, lots of weird song titles. All of this is over within, like, I don't know, like 10 minutes. It's absolutely brilliant. What did you make of it, Pete? It is really, it sort of goes before you've even sort of registered it, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, for some reason, I never do this, but I didn't kind of read much about this band at all. I just listened to it, and I knew it, you know, I got it straight away. And it was only when you just said that this is from the 90s, that makes complete sense. You know, this, like you say, it kind of takes you back to releases back then. There's, you know, as well as kind of, you know, I obviously Agoraphobic Nosebleed, you know, thoughts there, add in kind of even, you know, like, with that, with the drum machine, with the almost like an industrial level kind of hammering of it. I think it said that there was a point, something I've just seen, where it says like it was on a techno gabba label. That makes sense as well. Yeah. Even though grindcore within that setting doesn't really make sense, but you know what I mean. It's all that I remember, releases like that, you know, 10 second songs. You know, it's like the whole thing feels like you've been sandblasted. You know, right. All being like sprayed with a paint gun, and you're like caught in its radius, and it's just kind of completely overwhelming, and just your senses is just flooded. I got that feeling of just, you know, as soon as I put it on, I kind of sat up straight and I felt more alert just by I was kind of listening, but it was just kind of hearing it. It was just kind of hitting me straight away. And you know, it did take me back. It's kind of a nice reminder. That and the cover, which reminds me of like Cursed cover.
Yeah, definitely.
It just, like, it's a proper 90s feel to the whole thing.
Yeah, I think like around the turn of the millennium, there was a lot of this kind of crossover between like gabba and extreme dance music with metal. You know, DJ Speed Ranch, I don't know if you remember that. It was kind of like
it burnt my ears off.
Yeah, just horrible kind of sample laden kind of blasts of, you know, percussion and noise, basically. There were a lot of that. Like, there was a Hydrohead compilation called My Robotic Boot, I think it was called, or Have You Seen My Robotic Boot? And it was all kind of in this impenetrable digital noise and crossed with grindcore. And I think, you know, this is kind of that ilk.
Eric did a lot as well, didn't they, around that
time? Berserker, you know, that's a good example. Yes. You know, combining electronic and, you know, incredibly fast percussion with death metal and grind and stuff. So yeah, it's all kind of similar. It's that kind of sound. And this seems like a bit of a, you know, a bit of a dig around in crates and like, let's reissue this sort of thing. But I'm really glad they have. It's really interesting. So yeah, it's a self-titled sort of piece called The Blasphonaut. And we're going to play the song Inverted Crucifix. You can get this at eyeandearcontrol.bandcamp.com.
Why don't you go play with your friends?
They're all dead.
So that was The Blasphonaut. If you're still with us, we're going to finish with something even weirder, if you can believe it. So this is a band called Urushiol from Mahopac, New York. And yeah, that's probably the wrong way to say Mahapak, but I don't care. The cover of this kind of sums up what's on the inside. It's just this disgusting mess. I can't quite work. It's probably fungus on the front, or an old pizza or something. But yeah, this is just like, it's a complete mess, but it's a glorious mess, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I actually thought it looked like a week old macaroni cheese that I'd make.
Yes.
It's something you can tell it's going to be something horrible. I came across this by, I didn't kind of find this, except that Bandcamp has suddenly started sending emails trying to like tailor it around your tastes and trying to kind of find things you might not have done. And I realized when I kind of started playing this that I must be completely predictable. like as readable as like a child's book, because this, you know, because not only this, but pretty much everything on there kind of nailed it, almost every one of them. It's just amazing. And this one especially, you know, it's just, you know, it's really grateful to it. I was going to say it's a death metal. It's not death metal. It's a death and black and extreme metal should sound, in my opinion. It's, you know, done in as weird a way as possible at all times. You know, it contains all the aspects I like about kind of when it's pushed out there. It's cosmic, it's swampy, it's fucked up in terms of its, you know, time signatures and everything. It's completely unpredictable. You know, you can reference all the bands who do this, you know, who experiment in the extreme by pushing it out even further. Right, we've got the most extreme music in the world. We're going to just push it into weirder and odder places and make it, you know, like really push it. You know, bands like Superion and like Demelik and Portal, all these, but, you know, it's of that realm. And, you know, naturally, I loved it because of that.
I think this is even more wild than that, though, isn't it? Wild experimentation, wild kind of, there's a lot of tapping and kind of really strange like riff choices in here as well, but it all flows very well. I listened to the whole thing at once and I was like, okay, I feel like I've put my head in like a concrete mixer or something, or, you know, I've definitely come out a changed person basically. But I think people are loving this one. It seems like it's selling really well as well. I mean, it's really sort of like it's an ear bender. I think this one is really sort of like, it's one you've got to kind of put on and not judge straight away. You've got to kind of like tap into the frequencies that they're kind of throwing out basically, which is always an interesting listen. I always think that's a really good way to kind of consume difficult music. Just give it a real good deep listen. So yeah, the album's called Pools of Green Fire. We're going to play the title track and you can get this at urshiol.bandcamp.com. We'll see you next week.